Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on The End of Time and Other Bothers.
I'm dead. This is the end.
The old Moira was certainly a lot less playful.
Find the three keys.
Keys.
And. The Nexus.
I can feel it. Give me your key. Nunca, please. If I could do it for you, Tekmar, I would.
That's the tree.
That was in my vision.
The tree.
I've had this destiny branded on my skin since I was born. To give my life so that you can be anew.
You are me already.
Is the shattering you?
We call it the Wisney Vortex. It's what's creating what you see around us. The ultimate deep park.
We're getting the second key! Screw you, Mr. Wisney!
Why aren't you? Oh, you're alive!
Sneagle, it's so good to see you!
Oh, thank you! Which Darcy are you?
It's the Darcy that opened the apple and killed everyone in Paradox.
It's Darcy!
You're the only team of three that's made it this far.
We're your last hope?
Yeah, well, maybe don't say it like that.
We're about to fight, apparently, a huge war. And all you're worried about is getting a, hey, I went to Wisney and all I got was this stinking t-shirt.
Do you think you have one of those?
I hope so. Maybe with the rat ears on it?
The Bladivan stands amid chaos. People and war penguins are running around, and inside the Bladivan, we see the team preparing for war, because outside, less than 100 yards away, is a massive army standing between them and the giant tree. Inside the Bladivan, Sneagol is just finishing showing them how the six remaining doors work.
Okay, so one more time, Eggsy!
Yeah, okay. So
these two?
Those two?
Don't worry, one goes to the bathroom.
When's the bathroom?
The other one, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Just forget about it.
Is that for number twos?
These four doors
go
to the front line.
Okay, front line doors. Over here, four. That's all I remember. Four in front sounds the same.
Because I took the other four doors and linked them to these doors.
Okay.
And I ran them and, well, I drugged them to different parts of the front line.
Oh,
so you could open a door, send them on someone to send a message and get a quick response.
Perfect. Or we could just send all of our crew through all of the different doors and surround the enemy instantly.
Okay, but there's not a lot of room in this.
Oh, you're
hallway.
Right. Okay, it was a bad idea anyway. Probably doesn't have much strategic importance. So what's the other door? So it's bathroom, number two door, and then four
exist.
More
Forget
doors.
Forget about number two door.
Okay. And if I needed to do a number two, do I go to the first door?
The first door.
Okay. But here's the real question. Have you seen my general's hat?
Is Darcy around? Can I explain this to Darcy?
I think maybe Darcy's actually in the bathroom. She got very frustrated looking when everyone saluted me on the way over and just kind of locked herself in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I cannot go with you two right outside the door.
It's okay.
Shut up.
Sorry, it's a small van. We'll sidle down a little bit. Here, shift
okay,
over.
Okay, and just a little to the right. Okay. All right.
How's that, Darcy?
It's better.
You want us to run the tap for you?
Yes.
Okay, turn on all of the taps on the battlefield.
What?
We have to turn on the taps.
You have to open the doors and send
a
messenger.
I'm done.
Wait, I didn't hear any hand washing.
It's very important that we wash our hands, Darcy. in war, it turns out that, more people die of infection than... Well, I'm not sure if that's true, actually.
It sounds right. And after all, this is not just a battle for time, but the war against germs.
I'm going to go find Blatt.
Does that count as a two-front war?
Did you get the door explanation?
Yeah, so we're supposed to go through number two, use number one for number twos, and then these four go to the four.
I thought I heard Snagel strongly saying not to use door two.
Yeah, oh, no, because the way he counted them, though, so you couldn't see the way he was counting them. You're doing
true,
it backwards. Yeah, so it's bathroom all the way on the right. Number
the
two,
one
we
I'm
don't.
Standing outside of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number two, we don't use. And then numbers 3, 4, 5, and 6, we should use.
Okay, all right. To the battlefield.
To the battlefield, but it's only for messages, not to quickly overwhelm the enemy and end the battle before it begins.
Because why would we want to do that?
Exactly. It would be terrible for plot.
The End of Time and Other Bothers, an improvised fantasy role-playing game set in the world of Alba Salix. Your game master is Sean Howard, with players Michael Howie, Carter Siddle, Marisa King, and special guests Maggie Makar and Christy Walton. Episode 62, The Three and the Tree.
We cut to the tree. We see the supply lines moving food from the base of the tree out into the forces arrayed around it, and we fly down. Down under the tree to a somewhat demolished, what appears to be a bank branch. Down, down to the deepest vault, inside of which, popping into existence, is a ghostly-looking Tekmar. Alone. In the vault for what has felt like forever. Listening to the dying, wheezing whine of what's left of the heart of the Nexus as it's being used to power all of this Wisney madness. And Tekmar has been unable to leave the near vicinity of this tree because there's very little power left, but the Nexus is keeping her somewhat here. But you feel a presence that you haven't felt in a long time.
Oh my gosh. What's happening? Something. Oh, it's as if I've been asleep. What? I know that. I know that feeling. There's someone. There's a very annoying little fairy close by.
And that's when Tekmar pops out of existence and a differently dressed Tekmar appears.
Oh! Hello? Wait. Where am I? What? A minute ago I was... But now I'm... And you are... Wait. There's a very annoying presence nearby. Egerton?
We cut to a storm and we are racing forward. The chicken hut's feet are pounding on the ground and then leaping over chasms that are appearing as the shattering is ripping the world apart around it. Inside is Ananka, and she is braced, staring out the front window as the hut races towards the last location of her sister on the isle, the last location of the key that Moira safeguarded with Tekmar.
Yes, yes, we are almost there, Cora. Oh my god, okay. Yes, I know it has been a very, very long and strange trip, but once we have this key, we will have what we need to... Well, save the world. No, it will be a type of saving. I promise. I have a plan. I cannot share this plan with you at this moment. It is guided by an inner strength and maybe a few voices. Cora, just Relax and trust that I know what I am doing. When we get there, it will all make sense.
And that is when a Tekmar appears wearing a hula hoop.
Hi there.
Tekmar?
Hello, Nunca.
But you can sort of see through them as if they are a ghost.
You are a piece of Tekmar. You are an essence of Tekmar. You are not my Tekmar. You are...
I can see you working through this. You're on the right track. I'm not your Tekmar, but I am a Tekmar, and I can tell you're not my Anunka, but in a sense, we're all each other's Anunkas, aren't we? I'm a cool Tekmar.
Oh.
As you can see from my hula hoop. Cora agrees.
And this hula hoop, it gives you powers?
Well, it was my favorite thing to do when I was not this. It kind of keeps me grounded to my reality.
Well, not this.
The hula hoop's not going to make a lot of sense, Tekmar. It's just kind of a thing. I'm Tekmar, you're an Anunka. There's a lot going on. I just wanted to come and tell you you're on the right track.
That's what I've been saying. Kura, you see, I told you. I am all... Kura did not believe me.
Mark.
Maybe I have been having some visions that are not quite correct. So I understand his hesitation to believe me. Yes, Kura, yes. But I know, this time, what I have done is right, and what I am planning will save the world.
Mark.
Just trust that feeling, and we'll see you on the other side, eh?
We cut to Blatt in line, waiting to get a fried beaver tail as the war rages in the distance.
Now, this isn't really beaver tails, right? It's some sort of flat dough.
So are you talking to me? I'm just in line. I don't
I'm
work
just
here.
Trying to determine, like, I was told this is our only choice for food. So this isn't actually the tail from a creature that makes dams. It's just a colorful colloquialism for some sort of treat that I've heard could possibly resemble the tail of a being that creates dams.
I don't work. I'm just in
I'm
line.
I'm just wondering if you knew that.
Well, it doesn't smell like a beaver tail. Look, the kid's got one. It looks like a dough.
So you didn't know, but you're in line anyway, so you would have been fine either way?
Well, it's the last place to get food.
Well, still.
A Tekmar goes, pops up and goes, "It's just dough." And then disappears.
The hell was that?
What? What was what?
What? Did you just see that?
No. What's he what?
Just the face,
no, the kid? I know. They put strawberry on it.
No, I'm not. The strawberry isn't. There was a face. A face just a second ago to tell me that there was dough.
Who put strawberry on dough?
It's not the point. The point is there was a face, and while the face did give helpful information, it was a face, and then the face just vanished.
My aunt was allergic to strawberries.
Really? You could be allergic to strawberries?
Oh, yeah, really allergic, like deathly. Like, I don't think I've ever had a strawberry, actually.
Should you be in line for this?
Oh, maybe not. Do you want my place?
Sure. I'll cut ahead.
Oh, there you are, bud! I think we're gonna need you back at the Blatt headquarters. I was gonna say Blattavan, but Eggsy has renamed it HQ.
Of course. HQ. Maybe I should just stay here and make beaver tails, which I've been assured are just dough.
Oh, you're gonna make them? Are you taking a job?
Yes, I'll stay here and I'll make some food for those fighting on the front lines, and I think that will be good.
Are you scared?
No, I can cook dough with the best of them. Watch, you just take some of this goop.
Hey,
and
this is my, okay, sorry.
I'm just proving a point here, sir, excuse me.
Okay.
Now you put the goop in the
fryer.
Oh, the arm hair. Okay, and then you just let that bubble for a bit?
Percy? Percy, how is this person making the beaver tails?
I'm on break. Someone else is there.
You're never on break.
I'm on break. There's another cook.
There's no break. We're going to war.
Well, tell that to the other cook.
You're making the beaver. What are you doing?
I'm proving a point that I'm not afraid of dough, my good woman.
Have you seen the health and safety regulations? You can't just
health
walk
and safety
here.
Regulations? There's a war going on. Who cares about health and safety regulations?
We may as well all just be chaos without health and safety regulations.
I think he's having a midlife crisis and he's scared about the war.
No, I'm having a possible end of life crisis is what I'm having. This could be it for all of us.
Sorry.
You need to take him away from here, away from my kiosk. Away from the my dough.
Okay.
Do you really think, my good woman, that somebody is going to come and give you a failing grade letter here at your stand?
I will go out the way I came in.
Excuse me, everyone. sorry to interrupt this. I don't know.
It's an inspector.
Back there. I'm here to really. I just want you to take a quick look at the fryers and make sure the beaver tails are up to snuff. There's a lot going on. I've got four other kiosks I've got to hit. So who's in charge?
Sir, can you not see that a mere few feet away, there's a battle happening? You want to grade a food stand?
Safety first, sir. Safety first.
Right this way. I have my clipboard right over here that
perfect.
You can review.
I smell something burning.
That was because of him.
Okay.
This way.
Know what? Getting demon skin into the fryer, it's really not great for the inspection report.
It's mostly just arm hair. Thank you.
Well, arm hair only counts for half, I guess.
We cut back to the Bladavan. Darcy, you are there with Egerton, and one of the doors open, and a scout comes in. It appears to be Mumsy.
What is Mumsy then?
Is she like this?
Okay.
Oh, good! I have reports.
Oh, that's for me. I'm the general. Go ahead.
You're the general?
I'm the general. Yes. And in your what was your name? I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. And your little hello, I am, is very high up. I can't quite read it.
They call me Mumsy.
Mumsy. Oh, that's a lovely name.
My sons called me Mumsy.
Called?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. We can revisit that, in circle. We'll all heal. So what's the report from the front line?
There are many warriors.
Many? How many is many?
I don't know. I don't count.
Okay, so you went to the front lines to count how many enemies there were.
Yes.
And is it more than my fingers?
Yes.
If each finger represents one enemy, you think... Okay, you're not sure.
There's more than one, but less than a lot. No, wait, maybe more than a lot.
Oh, no, we're screwed.
And that is when a Tekmar appears wearing...
What am I wearing? Oh, you want me to say it?
He's good at
a
that.
A rubber chicken is a hat.
Okay.
I don't know. And that's when a Tekmar appears wearing a rubber chicken as a hat.
I thought it'd be funnier to deliver some bad news if I had a chicken on my head.
Hi!
Egerton!
Hi!
Oh my goodness, Bagaw! How are you?
I love your hat!
Oh, thank you! That's the sound it makes when you squish it! It's kind of like the sound of the warriors at the front lines looking out at the army.
They're making scary squeaking sounds?
You know when you squeeze a chicken...
She takes the chicken off her head and she goes, you know how it goes...
Your fingers.
Mm. There's more than 10 of the fingers all sounding like they're being stabbed at once.
Ah!
Yeah. Really from the diaphragm where the spear is.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. What was your name again?
So rude.
We're in a strategy session.
The answer lies in the Nexus.
And then she disappears.
Okay, that's normal in war. That's the fog of war.
And all you hear in the background is the ghostly sound of a chicken.
She interrupted my report.
I'm sorry. It was very rude of her, wasn't it? Darcy, maybe you could go and see if you can find the ghosts with the chicken.
What are you talking?
Did you not just?
Who was that?
I don't know. There was someone came in with a ghost on their head and disappeared.
You mean a chicken on their head?
Well, no, like a rubber chicken.
Yeah,
I know. And it goes, brah, like that.
I don't know that we have time to deal with strange things like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you go deal with that, I'll stay here and deal with the important military stuff with Mumsy.
The strategy session.
The strategy session, yes.
With Mumsy.
With
Who couldn't
Mumsy.
Count the
Frontline
warriors.
Scout Mumsy. Look how tall she is.
I'm very tall.
I mean, how do you beat that? She can scout above everybody.
I do aerial reconnaissance because I'm so tall.
It checks out.
Where do we find Blatt?
Blatt?
Is he in a full uniform?
Has been arrested by the food inspector. And is now being held under guard.
Food inspector prison.
I'm sorry, I filled out all the paperwork, and can we get him out now?
Let me take a look at that paperwork, and, you know what, you missed the backside of all 312 pages.
It's really important, you know, the battle, that we get him to the front.
Oh, he's going to the front lines?
Yeah.
I thought he was just a poorly trained food preparer.
No, he's a poorly trained front line.
Oh, why can't I be both?
Well, anyway, we don't need to really take what he says. He's just frontline fodder, isn't he? All right, so, you know, I'll let him go, but you let the War Penguins know we need some new line cooks.
Okay.
All right, they're in charge of logistics.
Yeah, and they're really, really tough.
They are. They're a little scary. You never met a middle manager who could just stare you down like a War Penguin, let me tell you.
No, I try to avoid them.
Yeah, it's best. Now, sir, in the future, I want you to remember when you're around food, your skin, blood, tears, sweat, and other things that come out of you typically
like
don't...
Like friend songs?
Yeah, actually, friend songs are welcome. It boosts morale, we've heard. Yeah, there's a couple studies on it right now. But we need you to just keep your bodily fluids and functions out of the food that we're giving to the troops, okay, sir?
I'm not going to work with food ever again. We're moments away from complete annihilation.
Exactly. So you get to the front of that annihilation line. I'll stay back here and make sure the food is safe and everybody gets what they need for my report at the end of the day.
Why isn't he on the line? Why is he still inspecting things? Give him a musket or a power ball or something and send him out.
But the War Penguins were very clear that we need proper inspection of all the line and the food.
And I have the most important weapon of them all, sir. A clipboard with a pencil.
Oh, pretty impressive.
Why do we still have paperwork? That's half of what the War Penguins are handing out. This doesn't make any sense, but why should it? We're fighting the final battle of the universe in a theme park.
Okay, you just keep yelling at me as we walk. Okay, walking this way. Oh, look, let's pick some up. Look, there's a clipboard here. Let's take it and yell at the clipboard as we walk to the platavan.
There's rats on everything. Everything. Rats!
All right, rats, form up and head out.
Oh, wait, that's a cat.
wait, we gotta stop. There's a cat with the rats. He's wearing a hat and carrying a bat. This won't do.
I just wanted to belong.
Kura has stopped and is standing outside of a hut that is being bled away and leans down quite delicately for a house on legs and nudges Ananka forward towards the final resting place of her sister. And around, the color is gone and the earth is literally crumbling away. They have but seconds to find the body. Hope that the key is there, and somehow make it back to the tree that is even now being ripped from this universe. What do you do, Ananka?
Ananka slowly walks down the two steps that Gura puts out for her, and is surrounded by blackness with just a few small twinkling stars and lights. Ananka puts her hand to the door. This will be my Dekmar.
And the door swings open. And when she walks in, there's a warmly lit fire in the center. But it's crackling and everything around it feels warm. And it's emitting this sort of like bluish light, and there's Tekmar, your Tekmar, sitting with a key around her neck, but she's transparent, and there's this chair that's been waiting for you.
Anonka, it's so nice to see you.
You too, Tekmar. I can't believe it's, well, really you.
In a manner of speaking. Come, sit. I feel like there's much to talk about, but very little time.
And Anonka wearily sits down.
And then Tekmar instinctively goes to put her hand on yours, and it just goes through.
Oh, sorry. Forgot that's a thing that happens now.
As this has been what you've been working towards, what we've both been working towards.
Fate has a funny way of playing itself out.
I just want to sit here with you, and I don't want to do any of it, Tekmar. I don't want us to disappear forever.
Tekmar knows there are a few seconds left. Very little time, even as fast as Korra can fly, to get Anonka back to the tree that is already starting to be ripped away. Tekmar also knows that she can use what power she has to make one thing real, but it will be at the cost of what's left of her.
There's no time.
Your necklace.
And it starts to, her necklace starts to glow, the key starts to glow around her chest, and she lifts it off, and just in, for that moment, Anonka and Tekmar can touch hands as she passes the key. And she looks at Anonka and just, you know, into her eyes and says,
Anonka, you're going to help save us all. And it was so nice to see you one last time. Watch out for that one that hula hoops, though. You'll know what I mean. She's so weird.
Anonka takes the key and is happy yet sad that it's the one thing she can still feel that's real of Tekmar.
I think as Tekmar starts to become more transparent, she's fading away, she looks at Anonka, gives her a wink and says, now fly.
And Korra swoops up Anonka into the open door and begins to run.
Anonka sits down in the hut in Korra and wonders where Greg is.
It's the beginning of the middle of the end of time and other bothers. Hi everyone, it's Eli here with the announcements, as well as my humble apologies for the wait. Life and work got away from me this year, but we're getting back on track now, goddess is willing. Time also for some shout-outs to our Patreon supporters, winding down the list at last, and thank you so, so much to Claire Yui, or Ewi, I hope one of those is right, Corey Cunningham, Christine Groom, Vincentrosaurus, Jacob Ashton, Mike Williams, Tony D, and Skylar Mies. All of our love and thanks from Other Bothers HQ.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! with episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. What the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Number 47 to see the recruiter. Number who's 40? Who's got 47?
Anyone? Oh, I've got 47.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, you again.
Yeah, I went to the back of the line, then came to the front of the line because I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this.
I know you are, but we have a, you have to be a minimum height. I'm sorry.
You can't be 2'2"?
No, I'm sorry. It's 2'3" is the cutoff.
I could get into small spaces. I could get up people's noses. I could, well, there's other places I get up into, but.
Sorry, thank you so much. Don't go back to them. I think you just have to go home. I'm sorry. I'm 48. Anybody have 48?
Hello!
Hello.
Glitter!
Oh, ow! Oh, it's in my eyes! Oh, okay.
And that's the level of performance you'll get from me! In your eyes!
All right, all right, no more. Sorry, no glitter. We have a no glitter policy, no perfume policy in the office.
Look what's in my pockets!
What? No, don't show me.
No!
Why don't you go see the recruiter? Miss Patuli will see you in that office there.
It hurts if you breathe it in! Don't!
Well, come on in, I'm Miss Patuli.
Hello!
Well, you're very loud.
I am glitter!
I actually lost both my eyes to a glitter-related incident last year.
Are those made out of wood?
They are. I'd prefer if you not tap them.
I'm sorry, I says I've never seen that before.
Neither have I.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Got weirdly ableist.
So...
Someone else could have done it, okay? That's what I'm saying.
I have no idea what's going on. I thought you were great.
Darcy, you are outside the Blatta van. You hear the sound of battle in the distance. And you see Snagel coming and sort of half pushing Blatt towards the Blatta van.
There you are. Where have you been?
I was trying to become a cook and I've been shanghaied.
Wait, why were you becoming a cook? This is a huge battle we're about to fight.
You've just answered that question.
Oh, boy. Thanks for bringing him back, Snagel.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to go in and check on the doors, make sure everything's working.
Okay, sounds good.
Don't let him go anywhere.
I will try not to.
I'm not good enough to make flattened dough. Oh, but I'm good enough to die. I'm good enough to do that.
I think he's having trouble processing.
Blatt, we've done this so many times before. Why are you having a problem with it now?
Because if you keep rolling a die over and over and over again, you're eventually going to roll a low number. And when that happens, that's it.
What are you talking about? I mean, Egerton's in charge.
Egerton's got that thing, though.
Egerton's in charge.
I know.
Egerton's in charge. We're all going to die.
That is why we're all going to die. But Egerton probably isn't going to die. He's got that dumb guy thing where if you're not aware that you're in any danger, you avoid the danger. But people who are aware that they're in danger are scared, and because they're scared, they make a mistake, and then they die horribly with the rending of limbs and the entrails flying up onto the ceiling.
You paint a lovely picture. I don't think there's any way of getting out of this, so we may as well just face it and get it over with. Maybe if we stay close to Egerton, you know, the dumb luck will rub off on us.
I think the dumb will rub off on us. I'm not so sure about the luck part.
As you open the door, Darcy, you see, popping out of one of the doors, a train conductor who is here to tell the general that the Tangerine store employees have begun an attack on the Western Front.
What do I do? We got the Tangerine, the workers, they're going to be sent to the front with the big technology.
Oh, no, wait, they're all at the front with the technology?
We're going to use the technology against the enemy.
Oh, okay, but we're going to.
You're supposed to use the technology? I sent the technology with the workers to the front line, and then they use the technology at the line, and they go, ooh, technology, and they point it at the enemy and such.
My Mumsy comes through the door to correct the report, because it's the Tangerine store workers that are attacking our side.
What are you telling them?
I on my train, I had the workers and the technology, and we go off to the front line, and that's where I drop them off, and now I come back for another load.
So you were helping the enemy?
No, they've got the technology and they've got the workers. You need the workers to use the technology against the enemy.
It's sounding like that you're transporting the enemy through our camp to their camp to help them have reinforcements.
Okay, I know there are the Tangerine workers, which are the pale people, very thin, with the white shirts. They claim it to be geniuses.
Yeah.
Who am I to argue? So they are technology, which I do not understand because I just operate a tram.
Sure.
So I take them with the technology, they go to the front lines, and then they use their technology in a futuristic sort of way against the enemy.
Okay, but their enemy is us.
No. I'm pretty sure they're on our side.
No,
because they were working
out. No, they're not. I squished one earlier.
Who did I send?
You sent the bad guys through our camp, around our defenses, to reinforce their front line and attack our team.
I just operate a tram. I don't know from this war stuff. I work in a theme park, and we go to the Mexico land, and the Italian land, and the Antarctica land. I point at things of interest and say, hey, isn't that interesting? I don't know from this war things. They are pale, they have technology, and they go, right, you're on our side, and off we go.
I'm pretty sure, both, that this is maybe just like a logistics screw-up from the war penguins, and or your war profiteering. But I'm not sure which way that's going to go. Maybe we'll find out later. But you know what would be great is if you could take all of these magnets we piled up and deliver them to the pasty people that you already delivered, and then just throw the magnets to them and tell them that it's like a new battery pack or something.
Battery pack for the technology that is not our side technology, it is their side technology.
Exactly. But you don't know the difference, remember? Wink.
Wink! Yes, I am doing this because I am very stupid and not because I am profiteering in any way.
I'll take it.
Also, you have penguins doing the paperwork here. Maybe that's not so good.
I actually think they're highly efficient and organized. You know that they're all in uniform all the time, even when they sleep? Can you say that's true of most of us? No.
You have a salad bowl on your head. I'm not sure why you are the leader.
Because it's a general's hat. Can you see through it?
Yes, I can. I can see your hair coming out through the spigots.
It's not a very good bowl if it's got
Darcy
spigots.
Darcy closes the door and turns back to Blatt.
So this is how well it's going.
I told you we're going to die!
Overhead, Darcy, you see the squadron. The squadron of Moira is approaching and heading towards the enemy lines. And one of the wings dips and you see Moira, one of the Moiras, waving down to you as they fly past.
Well, the squadron's on their way. Hopefully they're going to make some, inroads through the enemy lines.
All right. But then
they defeat the enemy further back, that doesn't defeat the enemy closer to the front.
Well, I'm hoping they'll sort of strafe through the front all the way through to the back. And if they could just go around a bit too, strafing all around, maybe they'll just get rid of everyone.
How many people does it take to guard a tree? This is all for one tree. We're just trying to get to one tree.
Ooh, that's true. Maybe we should go undercover.
Undercover? Yes! Spies! Subterfuge! Less chance of getting a head blown off!
You enjoy that!
I do!
Darcy and Blatt just stare at each other, standing outside the Blattavan as they hear bombs falling, explosions, Egerton shouting something from inside.
I don't care if you like putting spaghetti in it, it's still a salad bowl if you use it for salad most of the time!
Okay, so here's my question.
All right.
It's probably a little late.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds like I don't know what's going on, but sometimes I feel like that's the truth.
I hardly ever do.
What are we supposed to do when we get to the tree?
There's a, key.
Right.
Yes.
Where?
The tree is the key.
So there's no reason why we can't just send someone undercover through the lines to get the key.
Yes.
Yes.
You know who they could be?
Who?
Phone inspectors!
What?
I know, it seems ridiculous, but apparently that's still a thing here because we're an amusement park. The people, the go to the food stands, the make sure that you're not, cooking demonic arm hair into the food or something. They are allowed through!
Really? I had no idea. Well, do you know someone who we could maybe send through?
Yes. I know someone. I know the exact someone. Look at me! I'm a giant red food inspector!
Don't you need some papers or something?
Oh, papers, schmapers. I could probably pick something up off a desk somewhere that a war
pigman left. Someone said they needed papers? Here's some paperwork.
Oh, Snaggle, thank you. So I'm gonna go check to see if there's a food cart in the tree that needs to be graded.
But what if they don't want you to come through and they just kill you immediately?
Well, why'd you put that in my head? I was certain this was going to work.
Excuse me. It's Eleanor from Food Services.
Eleanor,
you know,
Eleanor.
I make the beaver tails.
Yes. I'm so sorry about that. I'm scabbing up nicely.
I needed to talk to the general, but if he's busy, I'll just ask you to. I have these tangerine people lining up at my beaver tails kiosk. They seem to be saying they came from the tree into our camp, and they're very hungry, but I'm not sure they're ours. Should I be serving them the food? Should I be allowing that? Should they be taken into, you know, custody?
Do we have anyone that could take them into custody?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Oh, but they're all just milling around. Some of them seem very pleased to be here on our side.
I feel like this is a question for the general because this is a very ridiculous situation.
No, this is great. We're trying to get you through the lines. What if we can get one of these tangerine people to give you intel, you know, on what's going on over there? Are they enjoying the beaver tails?
Well, I haven't given too many out yet, but so far they seem very pleased with what we're offering in the camp.
So do you think maybe some of them might join our side?
Well, yes, it's possible. I'm very charming, you know.
Maybe we could get someone over here to take you through.
All right, bring one of the tangerine people over here. Let's see if we can parlay some sort of an agreement.
All right.
Hi guys, you asked for some tech support?
Yes, technical support with the war. Let's take a look at your name tag here. Your name is Dweebzel. Well,
Dweebzel, yes.
That seems to track. And Do I detect a strong smell of nacho cheese?
Well, it's something they gave us on the front line to, you know, anytime that we were going to be shaking hands, they wanted to make sure there was a slightly cheesy residue left behind, just so people knew that they had been in contact with us.
With you, yes. So I hear you're the enemy?
Well, it really depends on what your problem is. If your problem is OS-based, then we're your friend. But if your problem is hardware-based, oh boy. Yeah, I think a lot of people consider us the enemy at that point.
Well, no, Dweezil, there's a large army preventing us from getting to a tree.
There's a large army? What? Where?
If you look over yonder, do you see where all the planes are dropping?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Those are explosions.
Those are explosions, yes.
I thought this was just like a corporate retreat.
What the hell kind of a corporate retreat is it? What kind of corporate retreats have you been on?
Last year we played laser tag.
Laser tag?
I thought this was just an upgrade. You're saying this is a real war?
I was freaked out about it before. I can't have you being freaked out about it.
I'm okay. It's fine. It's probably just a simulation. We're all simulations.
I guess at the end of the day, we all are just simulations.
Yeah, they said that on that TV show, Starshock.
Listen, the reason we wanted to talk to you, we needed some tech support. My friend here is a food inspector, and as I'm sure you can be aware, on these corporate retreats / wars, what's that really? You need to make sure the food is up to snuff.
Of course.
So we were wondering if you could perhaps guide our friend over to where you came from and show him some of your food services to make sure that no one's getting bad food poisoning.
Well, that's really important, especially with the lack of toilets over there.
That's not good.
You know what? There's no real secret to it. You just hop on this train. This nice Italian man, he's just carting people back and forth whenever you need something.
Towards the enemy camp?
Yeah, right through. There's a station right outside the tree.
How is he being allowed to do that? What kind of a moron do you have working here?
I are you asking me?
I'm just generally.
I'm not allowed to comment on management.
I feel like that's a failure with this whole thing, is that no one is commenting on management when really they should be.
Well, I think people have commented on management, and they're just not around anymore.
So, you don't know anything about the tree?
No, it just showed up one day, and they said, go over, make sure the Ethernet's plugged in, try turning it off and on if it's not working, and leave a simple set of instructions with this password.
So you got the password for the,
Yeah, it's a standard password. Comes with all new trees.
Comes with all new trees. Mm-hmm. Great. Oak sauce. So I guess you mean sap? Is that what that's...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, all right.
Are you talking about the stuff that's inside the tree that's kind of, sticky and sweet?
I thought maybe that's what you were referring to as oak sauce, yes.
Well, that is, it's the sauce from the oak tree.
So sap.
Sauce.
You call it oak sauce? Really?
Yeah, it's from the tree, and it's sauce. Oak sauce.
The end of time never came.
So you make, say, waffles, and
well, we prefer beaver tails, actually.
Beaver tails, So you make a nice beaver tail, and you put what you call oak sauce on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes we boil it down and add a bit of sugar to make it, more palatable for the masses.
Sure, sweet, I get that. So maybe some sliced fruit, and then, I know what will be good to finish this whole plate off. Oak sauce.
Yes, but you got to make sure you've got Cool Whip for the fruit.
We're getting completely off topic here. Train. We got to get on the train. That's what we need to do.
We cut to Ananka. As the world is disintegrating around, Korra leaps, just barely making the great tree as it pops out of this universe and the universe is destroyed. And inside the hut, as the hut is being transported to Wisney Corp, we see Ananka having tea and a conversation with 8 to 10 constantly changing Tekmars.
Okay, Tekmar. Hula Tekmar. So what you're telling me is that you can get us to the tree. And as long as we have the two other keys and the key given to me by my Tekmar, we will be able to get into the tree and the Nexus.
Well, exactly. That's what I was about. And then another Tekmar comes in and goes,
exactly. That's exactly what I was just trying to tell you. You said,
You're thinking about this in a lot of different ways. You just need to just think about the tree and the key. The key is to the tree is the key. You know what I'm saying? And then next, you just gotta boop,
and then another one comes in. This one is in roller skates with a boombox. And she goes,
what I'm trying to tell you is that whenever you are feeling like you are following the right track, like your soul is telling you to take a left, take that left. You know what I mean? Just like, stop thinking so much, Nanka. Boop. What you have to do is trust in the process.
This Tekmar is a total yogi. She's got her legs crossed. She's using the floating thing to her advantage. Just, you know, a lot of chakras floating around her.
Just trust in yourself, Ananka. Oh, and tell Greg. What a hottie with a body, am I right?
Totally a hottie with a body. okay, well, I just have to learn to trust myself again. Do you trust me as well, Kura? That sounds convincing. Okay, so, you know what? I'm just going to call you Tekmar A, Tekmar B, B for boombox.
As she says that, those Tekmars disappear, and three more come in. One that's dressed in bubble bath, like just bubbles. She's like,
well, I was busy, but I'm sure, why not bring me to the Nexus?
And then like there's two, or like just populating Tekmars all over the place, and all of them are so different from the Tekmar you know. But in the middle, I want you to see a child Tekmar keeps coming in and out of existence, but doesn't talk to you.
Okay, but the one that I really... Can you just excuse me? I'm sorry. The bubbles, they are getting into my eyes a little more... Okay,
sorry.
No, I don't want...
I'm sorry.
Okay, pardon. I just don't... Can you...
Whoa, get out of there.
I actually
I
used to be...
I am walking here.
No, move the hello hoop, please. Or I will move it for you. Tekmar. No, okay.
Which Tekmar? That Tekmar?
No,
that Tekmar?
This
that Tekmar?
No, the Tekmar.
Which Tekmar? That Tekmar.
No, the Tekmar? Tekmar D. D for... Okay, everybody, let me approach the baby Tekmar.
Baby Tekmar, or child Tekmar, looks at you and then disappears.
Son of a...
We are at a train station. Like out of a black and white movie, we hear the sound of a... Alright, it's not a... It's more of like a shrill whistle than a real train whistle, but it's a whistle, and we see Blat in a trench coat waiting... as walking up towards him is Darcy, also dressed in a trench coat, but white, not sure why. And behind them, running, is Egerton, trying to catch the train.
Guys, wait for me. I'm coming too. Come on, just wait. You're going too fast. Your legs, remember, your legs are longer.
Stop it. You're drawing too much attention.
You're drawing attention with the trench coats and the fancy secretive looks between you.
We are... food inspectors.
Oh, right. Food inspector. I'm a food inspector, too. I've even got a clipboard, see? It's a clipboard.
You
like
might
a food inspector.
Want to take off the general's hat if you want to pretend to be a food inspector.
What if, instead of taking it off, I put a food inspector uniform hat on top to hide it?
So you just have a folded uniform on top of a hat on your head?
Yes.
All right, how about this? We're two food inspectors, and we found an injured guy on the front line. We're bringing him to a hospital.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Where is he? Can I help?
You already have.
I'm glad.
Okay. And then a Tekmar in a chef's hat was whisking something in a bowl, pops in just for a second and goes, you know, it would make sense that if he's wearing a salad bowl on his head that he might be a food inspector. So, you know, equal parts. And then she disappears.
Why does that keep happening?
I don't know, and it's freaking me out. Also, a food inspector wouldn't be wearing a salad bowl on their head unless they had a head injury.
Okay, it doesn't matter. We just need to get on the train and keep a low profile. Remember, I don't think this conductor's very smart. I think the train's going to be full of more enemies from the line.
Okay, so everybody on board. We've got all sorts of soldiers who will do the fighting on a side that I am not sure of.
We're the murderers.
You're the murderers.
Yeah. Where do we go?
What's the murderers? Are you general soldiers, or do you suffer from psychopathy?
I didn't follow that. I'm just good with a knife.
Good with a knife. I'm going to file you under a psychopathy. Oh. You're going to go right in the back, as far away from me as possible.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Oh, here's your money.
Oh, very good. You know what? I'm going to give you back the money so I don't anger you in any way. Oh, here's your money back.
I was feeling a little angry. Okay, thank you.
Okay, anything to keep you calm and any of your friends.
Do you have coffee?
I'm going to say yes in order to keep you in a good mood.
Okay.
Any of the friends with you, do they like enjoy?
Three sugar, two cream.
That's great.
We'll be in the back.
You don't eat human flesh, though, do you?
Is it Tuesday?
Okay, back there you go. We'll be sure to get you your drinks.
Okay, everybody. Oh, look at these people in the trench coats. You must be very important, and you obviously want as much attention thrown to you as possible.
No, it's so nice of you to honor us for being so important.
So, how can I help you? Where are you going? Are you going just to the front lines, or are you going to the hospital? Because I think there might be something wrong with you.
Yeah, Blatt, I think he's talking to you.
He is not talking to me. You have a salad bowl on your head with a folded uniform on top of it.
We need to get right to the tree. Right to the tree.
Oh, right through. Yeah. You're not none of this frontline nonsense for the likes of you.
No.
Important higher up,
no,
people.
No, not a very low, actually, but we're doing, you know, the important low work that has to get done just to keep the infrastructure going.
So you're important people doing low work.
We're not important at all. Well, we're important a different way. We're just going to sit over here and wait till we get to the stop by the tree.
Oh, don't sit in the back or else bad things are going to happen to you. So, okay, everybody's going to the war front. Off we go! Now, if you look over to your right, you're going to see a lot of fighting and terrible acts of violence, and those people blew up. And if you look over on this side, you're going to see, several war atrocities. That is some. I don't usually have this on my tours. So, over here, we see a group of pasty-looking people with technology. They're just holding boxes up into the air. I'm not sure they know what they're doing. I dropped them off here earlier. I'm feeling badly about that. Now, we're coming on to the tree, and we're just going to pause here for a moment for the old planes to pass. And they dropped the bombs. And then those people over there are dead. And we continue. All right, it's going to be a little bit bumpy here for a second as we go over their bodies. And now, here we are at the tree. And we're done.
That was a terrible train ride.
I've had worse.
The End of Time at Other Brothers with your Game Master Sean Howard and players Marisa King, Carter Siddle, Michael Howie, and special guests Christy Bolton and Maggie Makar. Dialogue editing by Michael Howie. Transcription by Michael Howie and Marisa King. Music and sound design by Eli Hamada McElveen. Story consultant, Laura Packer. Game consultant, Stephen Smith. Supporting producers, Ren and Becky Arenivar. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get access to our trove of bonus material and an invite to our wonderful fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at otherbothers.com.
That all holds up as some great plot, I think.
My favorite is when you're like, fuck. Get a key, or I don't know what we're doing anymore.
We have to fight an army for some reason. I don't know exactly why.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey, Dad, I've got a question for you, and it makes me really frustrated.
Mikey, the stars are wrong.
He jumped 2.5 times farther than we were supposed
to. He's not a robot, right?
He's an AI.
They used you, yes, but they used me worse.
I want to go home.
How many minutes are in a while?
Ask Your Father is available anywhere you get podcasts. Find out more at GideonMedia.com.